your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
All right. Once a week, Linda Halligan steps in studio to count down the top five something. I understand you're unshowered this morning. I saw your Facebook.
Oh, Tyler. Yeah.
Saw your Facebook.
You smell all right. You smell fine.
Well, thank you so much.
Very fragrant.
Our shower and bathroom don't smell very fine right now. You know when you flush the toilet and those pretty little things are supposed to go down?
Oh, the plumbing got crossed or whatever?
Well, it came up through the shower.
Yeah, that's happened.
When we flush the upstairs bathroom toilet, things happen. It bubbles and then it
overflows. Sounds awful.
So hopefully our plumber guys.
So not only are you not showered, you're covered in your own feces.
Well, I don't want to go that far, Tyler, because I did put on a hazmat suit while I was trying to plunge it and clean it and put down plastic bags.
Use the thing. Use the waste disposal.
We could.
You can poo in the waste disposal.
I probably shouldn't tell you this, but one or two people in my family, I'm not included, may or may not have gone to the restroom in the backyard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
My wife tells a story of doing it in a plastic bag once.
Mm.
Yeah, she'll have to tell you the story because I can't remember.
I've been holding it, I might have to use your restroom.
Oh, please do, Linda, yeah.
Okay.
All right, welcome
to
the show.
So I could have done top five reasons to call a plumber, but
yes.
I had something already prepared. So.
Okay.
Think about this, right? We've only had plumbing, that kind of plumbing, for about, 150 years?
Yeah.
Thomas Crapper invented the flushable toilet.
Did he?
Thomas Crapper, yeah.
Mm, really?
Famously, yeah, that's right.
Well, turns out he didn't do a very good job now, did he?
I had no idea.
Yeah. So, but it's only 150 years. So before that, the entire history of mankind, we've been searching for places to do it.
Yeah.
Safely without, you know.
Gatorade bottle, whatever's around.
Yeah.
I thought kitchen sink might, I mean, not kitchen sink. I thought garage sink might be better than backyard. What do you guys think? I was shut down.
I think the kitchen sink's the way to go.
Not the waste kitchen, disposal. That's just gross. But the garage sink, you know, you work on cars out there. I mean, I don't. But.
I think you should probably just get your bathroom fixed, Linda.
You know what? That's a pretty good idea. Maybe I'll do that.
Well, we've run out of time. So,
all right. Well, hey, thanks Linda. For having me on, guys. See you next week. All right. So we have a very compelling list this week. Okay. Dirty Grandpa. Speaking of things that are dirty. Dirty Grandpa comes out this Friday with Robert De Niro and Zac Efron. Now, that is not to be confused with Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa.
Right, right.
Did you see that a couple
I did
years
see
ago?
That. It was all right.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Wrong. Very wrong, but hilarious. Okay. Different movie. So they go on a road trip. Zac Efron's the grandson, whatever. It's rated R. He's tricked into driving his foul-mouthed grandfather on a road trip. Okay, so because of that, we're going to count down the top five clean things you can do with your grandparents.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes.
That's going to be a very sweet list.
Clean things.
It's adorable.
Top five clean things you can do
clean
with your grandparents.
Clean things to do with your grandparents. Because it's dirty grandpa.
Take a bath. No,
so,
you're not
grandchildren and grandparents, take note. Number five. Oh, by the way, I should tell you, this is not really my list. I got it from grandparents.com. They had the top eight
grandparents.com.
Oh, yeah. So this is legit. They had eight activities kids love to do with grandparents.
We're glad you worked so hard on this week's list, Linda.
I was busy. I'm not going to lie. I was very busy. I was like, I got to get this done fast. So I'm doing the top five of their top eight.
All right.
So don't blame me if you don't like this list. Okay, number five. Break out the video games.
Ah.
Because it's fun for the grandparents to learn something new and to see how their grandchildren actually teach them something.
Hmm.
Instead of the other way
around. I never had the patience to teach my grandparents how to play video games.
But wouldn't it be funny to watch your grandparents try to play like Grand Theft Auto or I don't know, whatever
the kids are playing these
days?
It is funny, but they give up after a few minutes.
Really?
In my experience.
If I were a grandmother, I would love to actually teach the grandkids how to play Ms. Pac-Man, all the old school video games. Little Donkey Kong, you know, some of the Atari games.
All right.
No? It's a good idea, but I'm with Tyler. I think most kids wouldn't have the patience to do that.
Yeah.
Thinking of my little nephew, he's addicted to video games, and he's never taught grandma. I don't know whether it's grandma that's opposed to it or him. I don't know. But there's something going on there.
I think it should happen.
All right.
All right, number four. Bake cookies, but not only bake the cookies, you must eat the cookies as well. This is a nice way to bond with your grandchildren. While you're doing it, you can tell them how your mother or grandmother, whatever, used to make it. This long family recipe, blah, blah, blah. What do you guys think? I know, snooze fest. You know what? This list is really just... I've been doing this for, a year and a half here? This is not my favorite.
No, it's all right. It's not your fault.
It's grandparents.
Sorry, guys. I have a life.
They can't all be brilliant,
busy.
Linda. It's all right.
All right, let's go on to number three. Tyler, you're going to like number three. play cards.
Ah, yeah.
I say bet against them. We've got, you know, the old bridge, pinochle, gin rummy, mahjong, which I have no idea what that is. Yeah. I say play poker with your grandparents.
You need a lot of grandparents, though. You need several grandparents to
play
poker.
That's okay. If you have four grandparents, some cousins or whatnot.
I played Monopoly religiously with my grandparents when I would visit them. They're from Oklahoma. And, man, it would get intense.
Really?
My grandmother and I went at it. At Monopoly,
that's
when I was 10 years old.
That's a great visual.
You're trying to, like, steal her hotels and stuff.
It was so competitive.
Really? A lot of cheating going on.
Yeah.
And did you actually finish the game? Because Monopoly goes on.
We always finish the game.
Really?
Because I would visit my grandparents for 2 weeks every summer, ever since I was 5 years old in Oklahoma. And there's not a whole lot to do in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we play Monopoly nonstop.
Yeah.
So for 2 whole weeks, it's one game of Monopoly. That's how long that game goes.
Yeah, I think this is a brilliant idea. And I think of my grandparents. They love that. They love to play cards. My granddad Percy was an addicted gambler, gambled away all his money. There was nothing left for anybody. And the other lot, my grandma Nora, who was the matriarch of the family, the big Jewish, you know, full-on Jewish grandmother, she would have her friends over on a Thursday, all these fat Jewish ladies from the 1920s in their old... I mean, it was really, when I think about it, historic. To look at these old, speaking Yiddish with a little, they used to use these little margarine tubs and put money in them. So little, like, pennies. They'd play for pennies, but very competitive and a lot of yelling.
Right.
A lot of squealing at each other. And they'd drink tea out of nice tea sets. And
you thought it was
cake
tea.
And whatnot. Yeah, probably not.
Spiked tea,
right.
Maybe.
You're right, yeah.
That was a good visual, too.
Yeah
those old ladies.
I'd like
wow.
to play with those
what
gals.
I wouldn't give to just spend an afternoon with those old ladies again.
Yeah.
I think that's a good lesson to anybody who still has their grandparents.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Give them some love and attention.
Do you guys have any of your grandparents alive?
I've got both on my mom's side.
Both your mom's, okay.
Yeah.
No, they're all gone.
Yeah, same with me. Yeah. My grandfather, though, my mom's dad, was hilarious. My brother and I would just sit in front, I mean, he would just be funny all the time. We would just, like, giggle like little school kids, because we were little school kids.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious.
They come to a point where they don't care anymore. Right, and it's just whatever they say.
Right, that's right. Well, Mike Percy was terrible. He would insult anybody.
Really?
And at his funeral, there was like a lot of people at the funeral. I turned to my Uncle Harry and I said, Harry, it's amazing. There's like 400 people here at this funeral. I didn't know everybody loved him so much. And Harry said to me, we didn't love him. We tolerated him.
They were celebrating the fact that he was gone.
No, but he wasn't, you know... You wouldn't say Percy was nice. He wasn't nice, but he was a character.
Yeah, so he's likable. Yeah. Kind of. Because of, okay. Yeah. All right, I'm going to finish this list quickly because Tyler has top five things he liked to do with his grandparents, and I don't know if playing Monopoly was one of them.
It. Sure it was.
Okay, we'll breeze through. Number two, look at baby books, but not when you were little, when your parents were little.
Yeah, that's good
stuff. Because
it's
kind of funny to see, like, you know, how these ridiculous outfits they wore and hear these stories about how they were just, how they got in trouble. Because, you know, you think your parents are... Well, you may think your parents are perfect, but they're always telling you what to do, go to bed on time, make your bed, whatever. So it's nice to be able to find out that they were kids too, and to see pictures of them and see that they were fools once too. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's best. Number one, telling stories to the grandchildren. Now I think about Peter Falk telling, remember the story of the Princess Bride he was telling to little Fred Savage from the Wonder Years? No. Okay.
Peter Falk, what, Columbo?
Yeah, Columbo.
Was he in that?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway, they should have some amazing stories because they've been alive for such a long time. So, I mean, they are not just telling you stories about history from a book. They lived it.
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. Forget it. Lame list. Next week will be better, people. I've been busy. I'm sorry. All right, Tyler,
give us
your list.
Here's some things that I really enjoy doing with my grandparents.
Go on,
this is extremely off the cuff.
Seeing dirty grandpa with your grandparents.
My grandpa and I would go to a marble store and we would buy marbles.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four. I'll throw board games in there. We'd play Monopoly or Clue or whatever.
Yeah.
Number three, my grandfather and I would go play laser tag.
Oh,
see,
great
fun.
Great fun.
Wow.
And paintball. We played laser tag and paintball together.
I like your grandparents.
That's a serious one.
That's awesome.
Number two, my grandfather would share stories. He would make them up about his time in the Navy meeting Chinese watch salesmen. That was great.
Was he actually in the Navy?
He was in the Navy.
Okay, so you think.
But that's interesting. It's fun. I've just realized that I've blacked out a lot of stuff that went on with my grandparents. I got to call Dr. Nussbaum after the show.
And number one, probably, you know what? It's going to be hide and seek. We played some vigorous games of hide and seek.
I like it. You know what? I just thought of something going back to the whole toilet shower issue. My grandfather, the hilarious one, my mom's dad, he was a plumber. And my gosh, if he was alive today, he would be at our house.
Yeah, you need him right there.
Right now, that's right. So you know what? Use your grandparents' skills while they're still alive.
Exactly.
You should have had him repipe the house before he died.
Well, my uncle was a plumber too, and my cousin Susie just texted or emailed me this morning. She lives back in Boston. She's a plumber. She's trying to solve my problem.
She's in
Boston.
Their whole family of plumbers.
It's a long line of plumbers.
It is.
That's a great thing.
That's why I was plunging yesterday and cleaning.
Everybody needs a plumber.
Yeah.
True.
You'll always make a living.
You guys want to know what else is opening
this
weekend?
Yes, please, quickly.
Besides Dirty Grandpa? Quickly. Yeah. The Fifth Wave with Chloe Moretz. She used to be a little girl from Kick-Ass, If I Stay. PG-13, it's sci-fi, alien invasion. We've got the boy, PG-13.
Oh, that looks cool.
Yeah, he's not an actual boy. He's a life-sized porcelain doll.
Oh.
But if you don't love him, he might just freak out and try to kill you.
I love that concept.
Yeah,
it's a horror film.
Yes.
Oh, it's adorable.
It's got the chick from The Walking Dead in it.
Oh, sweet.
All right, Linda Halligan, top five on KX93.5, Linda Halligan TV on Facebook, every Wednesday morning around 8:30. And next week's list, I'm sure, riveting.
Compelling stuff, guys. Yep. Compelling. OCNI.